test. You just don't have enough information to answer. Like right now,
sir. Not much time to engage in something that, I mean, how could you ever think?
But you don't have enough information. You don't know the details of the court case. You don't know the details of her complaint. You just don't know. It just is. You're not giving us anywhere near enough information to even
offer an
opinion.
We know that her addiction to social media was so.
You don't know what you don't know.
But Andrew, what's the mystery that you want us to solve here?
The mystery was who's really to blame here?
Oh, for the love of God, it's just
mother, I guess. Or I guess I just wanted to say tectonic adjacent and talk about this, just that how great is your life that, you know what I mean, that's your biggest depression.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg's to blame. Mystery solved.
For that and more.
Mystery solved. Thank you, Andrew.
Dear God, Andrew's never resisted a clickbait headline in his life. Dear God, it means nothing. That story means nothing. You don't know the details of that story.
I don't know if Mom deserves $3 million.
You don't know. You don't know the story. You don't know their relationship. You don't know the complaint. You don't know who is interacting with her on Facebook. You have no idea. You don't have anywhere even close to enough information to offer an opinion.
I have all the information I need.
You do. But I'm talking about adults.
I think mom deserves $1.2 million.
Oh, for the love of God.
And the rest should go to the girl.
Okay. That's the problem with our society.
What? What exactly?
There's five entries on Reddit. There's a couple of guys on Google, on Twitter. And now that's all I need. I have my opinion. It's formed. I have enough information.
All right. Andy Breckman here is solving your personal mysteries. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Missy from Vernon.
Hi, Missy.
So it's like a years-long mystery with quite possibly like a pattern. Mm-hmm. So when I was 8 and my sister was 9, before we were, you know, we got ready for school and stuff like that, and as we were walking down the steps, she was angry at me because I was wearing a dress that she wanted to wear.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing you knew, I was at the bottom of the steps. And I swear she pushed me.
I'm sure she pushed you.
So fast forward 10 years later, we're living together in an apartment and we're getting ready for work and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And on our way to leave work, we had a set of outdoor steps that I ended up falling down, and I swear I felt a push.
I'm sure she pushed you again.
She denies it.
Yeah.
But wait, how can you not know if you were pushed or not? I don't understand.
You know, the whole thing was just crazy. Like, before I knew it, I was, like, on my stomach going down backwards like an otter.
But everyone knows whether they're pushed.
And then my leg got caught around the rung, and it spun me around.
Hang on. Missy, is your sister a serial pusher?
I think maybe.
Then that mystery
it
solved.
It feels like a pattern, right? I don't go on steps with her anymore.
What the hell are you both talking
like
about? How can you not know if you were pushed? I mean, I'm assuming that you're not on shrooms and you're not drunk. How can you not know if somebody pushed you? How can that be a mystery?
Okay, so I wasn't on drugs or anything or drunk, but I didn't, when I was younger, I didn't sleep. I felt like it was optional. So I might have been incredibly tired, and maybe she saw that weak moment and used it.
What the hell are you talking about? Did you feel someone push you or not?
Well, she might also.
What the hell is going on?
I think I did.
She might also have tripped you.
She could have. That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't feel a push because she tripped me.
Right.
I've never heard a stupider conversation in my adult life.
I think.
How can you not know if you were tripped?
Andy, it's a question of, was she pushed or was she tripped?
Wait,
or did
was
I
your
trip?
Sister, was she standing
she
right behind you?
She swears that I am just clumsy, but there's
no,
the only two times I ever fell down steps.
There's no other possibility. Either she was pushed or tripped.
That's
my
right.
Heart is breaking.
There's
is this our
culprit.
Show? Is this the mysteries that we're solving, Ken?
It is.
It's a mystery, right? I mean,
it's not even close to a mystery, honey. It makes
kind of close.
It doesn't. I've never heard anything like this in my life.
I think I saw an episode on Matlock once about it.
Yeah, exactly. Honey, if you just want to call and just talk to us, that would make more sense. This makes no sense.
Missy,
you can always call.
Missy, I think you were tripped. Possibly.
And I think I was tripped or pushed.
Possibly
Thank
by
you.
A tripwire, maybe a little piece of fishing line. That your sister stretched.
Piano wire. I
yes.
always thought it was odd, but
piano
maybe
wire.
Right.
Yes, piano wire. Mystery solved.
I'm actually tearing maybe up.
Thank
here.
You, Missy.
This is so stupid.
All right, so I am going to contact your personal assistant, Eve, to find out
yeah.
when you can record quizzes at a decent hour during the workday. Right?
Well, it won't be during the workday. Well, maybe we
it
can.
It won't be during the workday.
Well, I mean, it might be like an evening. I mean, would that work? Or there's some days that maybe I could do mornings.
Mornings would work.
Yeah, okay. As long as I don't have to wake up to
okay.
do it.
I'm looking for audio clips of the funnier moments of our show for listeners to email me. And also, 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be auditioning new theme songs to the program now known as Well Dressed Fancy Dandies with Ken and Andy.
And what will determine the winner?
I think
will we have listeners voting?
No, I believe you and I will determine the winner.
Based on what?
Right? Unless you want to turn it over to the listeners, that's fine with me. You want to turn it over to listener voting?
I don't. I mean, is there a mechanism in place to handle that?
No, not really. Not without massive cheating. Is massive cheating okay?
I don't know. Or, I mean, how would you and I do it? Based on what? What would be the determining factor?
On our opinion. How about that? How about on our opinion?
You mean based on how good it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we hear a song that's the best. So we would vote for the best
right,
song.
Right.
Okay, I could do that.
Okay,
that makes
sounds
sense.
Sounds good. Oh! Somebody on the chat board just solved the mystery. They say that Missy's sister stabbed her.
Yeah.
Didn't push or trip her. Hey, we're out of time. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mountain Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online at WFMU.org. Thank you to Jeremiah for the newsletter. Andy, thanks for phoning it in. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, see you in 2 weeks. Thanks, Kenny.
Okay. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome here this evening. Glad to see so many of you here. Swinging out now with a little tune called Night Train. Fasten your seat belts. We're off. Thank you.
to the jungles, and a tune called Yellow Bird. We take you now to Saudi Arabia and a little tune called Caravan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to 21 Lounge. You are listening to WFMU in East Orange and bringing you the sounds of the golden age of lounge music. Started off the show as usual with Don Hayes doing the Mr. Lucky theme from his Art Records release from 1968. A fun evening with Don Hayes at his special Baldwin organ and piano. And then we got three songs, also on Art Records, from Woody Martins. Woody put out two albums on Art Records. This was his first one, called The Wild and Mild Sides of Woody Martins. And he's really inventive player. I mean, he, you know, creates all these percussive sounds and the sounds of birds and trains and... It's all from the B3, and he's got a B3 going through three different tone cabinets, two Leslies and a Hammond speaker that's specially made for the B3 as well. And yeah, he just gets a great sound. He did started with Night Train, and after that he did Yellow Bird and wrapped it up with Caravan. And all three of those songs are songs that really came from lounge acts used to play them in the 50s. I mean, they're all pretty old repertoire for the standards, really, for the, not just the lounge world, but jazz as well. And so I think it's cool that he's playing these in 1967, kind of focuses on them. So let's get into the next set now, which is going to be two artists that are from the 50s. I mean, they're older, early 60s and late 50s. So they're kind of they straddled the line between commercial records and offbeat small press records. And this first artist, his name is Jackie Jocko, and we're going to hear something, a couple of tunes from his album, Like Wow. He first put out a single on Mercury Records in 1952. He was from Buffalo, New York. And he then, he and his drummer, Joe Peters, they were playing big places like the Sands in Las Vegas, Birdland in New York, the Town Casino in Buffalo, where he's from. And he was on different labels, but all, you know, not major labels. And in 1959, this record actually first came out on a label called Wynn Records. And then was the one I have is actually a re-release of that that came out on a label called Strand out of New York City. And again, like I play a lot of stuff from the 70s, but I want to dive into a little bit of the earlier stuff so we can kind of realize like the where it came from. So here's let's start off with Jackie Jocko from his album Like Wow with Misty.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty holding your hand. Walk my way. Begin to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say don't you notice how hopeless I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, when I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, I'm too misty and too much in love. From my left, my hat from my glove, I'm too misty and too much in love. I'm too misty and too much in. That shines so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan, caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I may keep this memory of our caravan, caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to your magic charm. You beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true within our desert caravan, caravan. Within our
San Francisco. lady friend leave the nest again. That is very bad. Make me feel so sad. You can fly away in the sky away. You're more lucky than me.
Everybody, welcome back to the 21 Lounge, where we just heard some old school lounge. We started that set with Jackie Jocko from his album Like Wow from 1959. And he did Misty, and then after that he did Caravan. That was Jackie on piano and vocals with Joe Peter on drums and Al Howe on bass. After that, we heard Art and Dottie Todd. Now, Art and Dottie were maybe one of the most successful duos in lounge history. They broke the record in Vegas for consecutive nights and playing in one room, 68 consecutive weeks at the top of the Strip, which is the name of the album we just heard, although it wasn't recorded there live, but probably recorded during their stay there. They are another one of these bands from that time period where they had a limited success in major label world, or not even major label, but they had a hit. They were the resident act at this place called the Chapman Park Hotel in L.A., and they cut a demo of Chanson d'Amour, and the demo was sent to Era Records, who released it, the demo, and it became a top 10 hit, reached number 6 in April 1958. But other than that, they pretty much put out all their own records on Dart Records, which kind of seems to be their label. And apparently they, in 1980, they moved to Hawaii, where they opened their own club. So, played for decades and very, very successful. And they were doing two sort of medleys here. The first one was Ebb Tide going into I Left My Heart in San Francisco. And the second one was I Remember You going into Yellow Bird. Art plays the guitar and Dottie plays the piano, and they both sing. And did feature songs in this set, Yellow Bird and Caravan, which Woody had covered in the first set. All right, so let's go jarringly back to the 70s now. And I have a band who is a little bit of a mystery. I know they recorded this album at the Seabird Studio in Edgewater, Florida, 1978. But their management is out of L.A., so it's just not clear where they actually lived. The limited notes here just say, to many, Opus 6, which is the name of the band, Opus 6 needs no introduction, and to those who do not know them, a musical experience awaits them. My first encounter with Opus 6 made me aware that the great harmony sounds of such groups as the Mills Brothers and the Beach Boys is still existent in today's times. Yeah, I don't know about that. These songs don't sound like that at all, but they do harmonize a lot. They have a lot of singers in the band, apparently. So let's listen to Opus 6 from their album All We Do Is ... which I don't know what that means. And we're going to start out with their version of the Rocky theme. Here's Opus 6.
Thank you. tried to see. Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter. Mama, just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life has just begun, but now I thought I'd thrown it all.
Baby.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge, where we just heard Opus 6 to Bohemian Rhapsody. I think it's a pretty solid version. That's a hard song to do. I would have loved to have seen them do that live. It must have been amazing. This was from their album, All We Do Is... Actually, there's like five dots there. Self-released on their own label, 1978. And yeah, they started the set with Rocky. Yeah, really interesting band. Good singers. And again, I don't know how many bands could pull that off, even that good. All right, coming up next, we have a set from a couple who call themselves Alias. And their names are Joni Lane and Buddy Campbell. And they both came from, like, singing family bands. Joan was in a... Well, her name was Joan Silt, and she was in a band with the Silt sisters, her sisters. And Buddy was in the Singing Campbell Family, which was a gospel band. And he first toured around the nation playing in different gospel groups. In 1969, he went back to Houston and began learning how to play different instruments, piano, organ, bass, guitar, trumpet. And while working at a new hotel there, he met Joni, who was working in the same hotel. And they decided to get the act together, call it Alias. So let's play a couple of their songs. Starting off with their version of Proud Mary. Here's Alias with Proud Mary.
Well, I left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. But I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. A big wheel are gonna keep on turning, Proud Mary gonna keep on burning and rolling,
rolling,
rolling.
Rolling
on the river, rolling, Lord, I'm rolling,
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 rolling on the river. Well, I left a good job in the city, but I never lost 1 minute of sleep, and I'm worried about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on a turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, rolling, rolling,
rolling,
rolling on the river, rolling and rolling,
rolling,
rolling on the river. Down in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel on a turning, Proud Mary keep on a burning, rolling,
rolling,
rolling on the river. We'll be right back.
you gotta change, baby. And every word that I say is true. You got me running and hiding all over the town. You got me sneaking and peeking and running you down. This can't go on. Lord knows you gotta change, baby. When I come home, baby, my house is dark and my pots are cold. You're hanging around, baby, with Gene and Joan and who knows who. I'm getting tired of waiting and fooling around. I find somebody who won't make me feel like a clown. This can't go on. Lord knows you gotta change.
Is near, so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. Travel each and every highway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again too few to mention. And I did what I had to do, and I saw it through without exemption. And I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. But more, so much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all,
faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, had my fill, my share of losing. And now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got if not himself? Then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the
everyone. We just heard Joni Lane and Buddy Campbell. They did Proud Mary. That went into Evil Ways and they wound it up with My Way. As people were pointing out, some good playing on there. The bass player was Bruce Hibbert. The guy playing organ, piano, and guitar is only listed as Butch. And Steve was on the drums. But yeah, I like their style. Good band. That was out on their... I think it's their own label, TMI. And the name of the record is Alias. Joni and Buddy. All right, winding it down here. In the background, we're hearing Woody Martins, who we started off tonight with, doing... Green Onions, from a single he put out on his final album that was called Wild and Woody. And this was a single of Night Train and Green Onions that came out. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Usually I would say stay tuned for Becky and Honky Tonk Radio Girl, but Becky's not here tonight. And in fact, I'm filling in, so stay tuned for me. I'll play you some country music in just a couple of minutes here. And after that, as usual, Sydney from 9 to midnight. Thanks, everyone, for listening in, and we'll see you again next week. And also, see you in a couple of minutes.
They all come. I've lost count of the hours, and I've lost track of the days. In fact, I've lost just about everything since you went away. Everything, that is, except the memories you left me. And that's one thing that no one can mar. I don't know who you're with. I don't even know where you've gone. My only hope is that someday you might hear this song, and you'll know that I wrote it especially for you. And I love you, wherever you are.
Still, after all this time, still,
you're still on my mind. This flame in my heart is like an eternal fire. For every day it burns hotter, and every day it burns higher. And I haven't been able to put out one little flicker, not even with all of these tears. My friends think I'm crazy, and maybe I am. But I'll carry this torch just as long as I can. For someday, you might just decide to come home. And I want you to know, I'm still here.
Still, though you broke my heart, still,
though we're far apart,
I love you still.
Can't go down to the river where we meet. If I went there, I'm sure my tears would flow. The crazy little drive-in where we used to eat. There's another place that I can't go. Town keeps getting smaller day by day. I can't escape the love we used to know. The honky-tonk where we danced the night away. There's another place that I can't go. I say, oh, how do I ease this pain? Ooh, gone, but the memories still remain. Well, I can't remember how we used to kiss. would always love me so. And how your loving arms would open wide to me. Uh-huh. There's another place that I can't go. Ooh, my, how do I ease this pain? You're gone, but the memories still remain. Well, I still remember how we used to kiss. The way you said you'd always love me so. Yeah, and how your loving arms would open wide to me. Uh-huh. There's another place that I can't go. There's another place that I can't go. There's another.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Honky Tonk Radio Girl. This is Don Fleming filling in for the great Becky on very short notice. So bear with me as I figure this out. We just heard, started off the set there, the show with Pete Drake and Y'all Come. And after that, Bill Anderson, great single, Still. And after that, Charlie Rich, one of his early tunes, Another Place I Can't Go. In the background, we're hearing Floyd Kramer. I think this is from the Class of 71 album, doing Proud Mary.